Sammy J on ABC Radio Melbourne.
If you headed to a restaurant in Melbourne right now, you might be served not by a person, but by a robot. I found out more on Brekkie.
Duty Padang Thai in the CBD, operated by Boon Lo, who joins me. Good morning, Boon.
Morning, Sammy. Nice to get me on the radio this morning. Thank
it is
you.
Lovely to have you on the radio right now. And can I confirm I'm talking to a human, not a robot?
Yes, you can.
Because I've seen some footage of what's going on in your restaurant, and the future is here, my friend. Can you tell the listeners what's happening?
Well, I'm actually quite surprised how viral this has got, because I think some of the restaurants have been using this for a while, so I'm pleasantly very surprised, and I'm happy to get this type of coverage.
Well, look, I'm sorry, you might not be surprised, but when I saw a robot pootling up the aisle delivering food to diners, well, my jaw did hit the floor, Boon. Did you invent this thing? How long have you owned a robot waiter?
3 weeks. So, no, we've been approached by J&S Robotics, who I'm happy to put their name out there.
Yeah.
And they've approached me in the past, and I was like, no, I don't think this will work for my restaurant. But I think our restaurant is quite a long one, so our staff actually clock a lot of kilometres walking up and down the restaurant, which for me, the main goal is to try and reduce the amount of workload our staff have. And I guess less tired staff are usually happier staff.
I mean, that's a benevolent reasoning there, but does it also mean you can lay off a few staff as well, or at least not have to employ as many?
Well, the lunches in the city have been really challenging. So the back of house, there's a lot of staff who still want shifts. So how do we make it work in terms of how do we need to employ that many people during a low, where we predict it's going to be a low lunch session or a dinner session? So I think this is just, it's not, we're replacing two people. Bella and Gigi aren't replacing two people. They're just, they're two
people. Have you got two robots?
And, yeah, there's one that goes either side of
Bella and Gigi. How does it work? So you put the food on it, and how does it know where to go?
So you just tell it. There's three trays, and you tell it which tray to, which tray goes to what table. So it gets pre-recorded before it runs. So someone will do a recording of the restaurant.
Like a big robot vacuum sort of thing.
Yeah, that's right. So it.
Hey, Boon.
It's a robot vacuum recording.
Just to back it up for a second, you said this robotics company was basically approaching you, sort of cold calling, trying to sell robots. I mean, that sounds pretty dystopian. How many times did you have to knock them away before you finally succumbed to their robot charm?
Probably twice, I think, after this lockdown. It's you grabbing at straws. Well, so it's like a...
And what, you know what's happening now, though? They're probably going to landlords saying, hey, look, we've got this robot of a restaurant operator. You could replace all your tenants. And then the joke will be on you, Boon, when you get replaced by a robot.
I wouldn't mind, actually, to be honest. I was just saying, we're never going to invent a robot counsellor.
Well, look, robot chefs, I mean, the future is here. Just finally, Boon, on a serious note, have you experienced this shortage of wait staff that we've heard about from other establishments where, you know, people obviously are struggling to fill their shifts at times?
Yes, it is extremely challenging right now. I'd say it's the type of people who want to be in hospitality and the type of people who want to work in this industry and the type of people that want to work in a challenging restaurant like ours that bends over a lot of customers. So it is a harder combination for us.
Well,
to meet.
This is perhaps one step that even if it doesn't ease that particular shortage, it'll certainly put a smile on some people's faces. Boon Lo, really appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
All right, Sammy, thanks so much for getting me on.